This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
Remember when we first met? You said, light my cigarette. So I lied to my mom and dad. I jumped the fence and I ran. But we couldn't go very far, 'cause you locked your keys in your car. So you sat and stared at my lips, and I could already feel your kiss.
All nights and daydreams, sugar and smoke rings. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like you.
Headlights on me, racing through 16. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like blue eyes, black jeans, lighters and candy. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like you.
Remember when you taught me fate? Said it'd all be worth the wait. Like that night in the back of the cab, when your fingers walked in my hand. Next day nothing on my phone, but I can still smell you on my clothes. I was hoping that things had changed, but we went right back to your games.
All nights and daydreams, sugar and smoke rings. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like you.
Headlights on me, racing through 16. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like blue eyes, black jeans, lighters and candy. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like you. And even if I run away, cigarettes always taste like you. You always leave me wanting more. I can't shake my hunger for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like you. Yeah, they always taste like you. You. Long nights, daydreams, with that sugar and smoke rings. Always tastes like you. Headlights on me, racing through 16. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always tastes like blue eyes, black jeans, lighters and candy. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always tastes like you.
Hello and welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. Today I am joined by illustrator extraordinaire. It's Mr. Dominic. How are you doing?
Hey, love. How are you?
I'm really good. It's a pleasure to have you
it's
here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I've been stalking you online for quite some time.
Thank you. At least I'm honest. It's
been a while. And I know what I think about your work, but I want to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Okay.
That's you. You're the horse.
I'm the horse now.
Yeah. So tell me about your work and what it is you do.
So I do illustration. I'm an illustrator. And I like to do on Instagram illustrations that are inclusive and diverse and promote positivity and get people talking about things like LGBTQ+, or body positivity, or mental health. I do loads of little different bits on my Instagram stories, on my main feed. And yeah, it's all very colourful. I never used to like using colour in my work. I was literally a black and white kind of hun.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly, years and years ago, if someone was like, can you do this in colour? I'd be like, it's not part of my aesthetic.
I cannot fathom that.
Yeah, now it's literally like Jackson Pollock's gone crazy on it. It's just rainbow everywhere.
It's honestly like one of the most colourful places in the internet.
Thank
and
you.
It's a little place of magic as well. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's really
love nice.
The amount of times I've just like, I'm like, oh, I just feel like I need a little bit of positivity.
I'll
just hop on over to your Instagram.
Hop onto my feed.
Yeah.
Check it out.
So, but how did you kind of, like, how did you fall in love with, I guess, being an illustrator?
I'd always loved drawing, so I taught myself to draw out of a book called How to Draw Comics the Marvel Way.
Wow, really?
Which I was obsessed with. I still am a massive nerd.
Can you draw Spider-Man?
I could. I could do it off by heart. I knew the number of webs on him. I think it's like 5 across the head.
No.
And 6 down the body. It was amazing. So I was like obsessed with that. So I taught myself everything off that. And I remember on one page, it was How to Draw a Woman. But bear in mind, this book was published in like 1976.
Yeah.
So it was really dated, but I'd bought like a reprint. And it was like, always give women high cheekbones to make them look sassy. So
no, it didn't say that.
Literally every illustration I've got, everyone's got cheekbones into next week. Everyone. I could draw the queen. I should have cheekbones coming out of her ears. I'm obsessed with it.
I love that. That's amazing.
Amazing, yeah. So I taught myself everything off that. I taught myself comic books, how to do a layout, all of it. I loved it. I was obsessed with it.
I'm like the biggest Spider-Man fan in the world. Like, you won't
have
be
you
a
seen,
bigger
seen
Spider-Man
the new
fan.
One?
Of course I've seen the new one.
What did you think, though?
Well, don't say it like that. I enjoyed it, thank you very much. And there's a bit where he refers to his penis as his web shooter, and
yeah,
that was my favourite.
I enjoyed them calling it the Peter Tingle when he had his
the
spider
Peter
sense.
Tingle, yeah. That was a nice touch.
I loved
touch.
It. I want a bit more Mary Jane going on, do you know what I mean?
Just a little bit more.
A little bit more.
A little bit of an extra
like,
splash
yeah,
would go
like
appreciated.
Zendaya's like, I'm kind of busy right now, so I'll give you 5 scenes.
Look, we've got some more movies coming,
yeah.
I think, right? There's more movies?
He signed on for one more on his contract.
There you go. Zendaya will step
it up. Do you know
how
I know that? I go on comicbookmovie.com every day because I'm a nerd and I read all the latest comic book news. I'm obsessed.
That is the geekiest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you.
And I think I've just fallen in love with you. I feel like we're off task. We're not here to talk about Spider-Man.
No,
I mean, we could talk about Spider-Man for the full hour.
He does
but
get
we
a lot
won't.
Of press. So.
Yeah, he's got enough attention.
Right, yeah.
Bloody Tom Holland. God, Jesus. Let's talk about your new book, Free to Be Me.
An LGBTQ+ journal of self-love, pride, and finding you in a rainbow.
Now, how many times have you said that in the past month?
So many times.
And it's a wonderful little book. I got a sneaky advanced copy, so I've had a copy with me for a while. And it's been going with me on my travels. I brought it to Euro Pride with me. I brought it to World Pride. And it's just a lovely little addition to my suitcase.
Thank you.
And for me, at least, like you say, it's a journal. It's not a book as such. Mm. You know, it's not something I would read cover to cover.
Yeah.
But I think it's just this like little book of magic that you can just dip in and out of.
Yeah, dip into it. It's something that's always there for you. So I wanted it to be like a safe space for any LGBTQ+ reader to go into, no matter what age, whether they're 12 or they're like 99 or whatever, and they can dip in and out of it. You don't have to read it all in one go. You can go and do some activities. It's just to remind you that you're accepted, you're loved, you're valued. And it's just like that little safe haven you've got wherever you carry it in your rucksack or in your suitcase or your crop tops for World Pride. Because I saw them, Callum, and they're amazing looks. I live for them.
Thanks.
I love a crop top. But yeah, that's what I wanted to do. So like, I wanted something like that. People could go dipping in and out of it. I've had someone who's like said that one follower said they filled in the whole book and then they gave it to the parents. And that was their way of coming out to the parents.
Oh my gosh.
So they filled in the entire book and then said, Mum, Dad, can you have a look at this? And they read through it and the parents like, we took love to pieces. And I was reading it like on the bus, like, oh my God.
That is the sweetest thing. That must have like, in a good way, like shattered your hearts for a million pieces.
Yeah,
like,
it literally came 3 weeks after I'd got a message. So the book came out at the end of May, May 31st. And within a week, so many people were messaging about it. And I couldn't believe how well it did. Like, it went to number 1 on Amazon on 3 charts within a few days, which was quite, I'm pretty much unknown, so it did really well.
That's amazing.
But like, one woman messaged me on Instagram and she said, my son is a trans male and has been really anxious recently about all the way trans people are being shown in the media, and he's 13 and he's really struggling, and your books helped have a conversation and like open it up, and she's like, I can't thank you enough for that. And it was so lovely to read that, to know it's helped families and it's helping start conversations with like LGBTQ+ youth. So like, I read that, I was on the bus, I got like a Cheryl tear. You know when Cheryl's an X-Factor, she doesn't like cry, but she's like, oh my God, you're amazing.
I do know, and yeah, she leans like, in a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, leans in, and then like a little tear collects, and it's like you're watching like a live Monet painting, it's amazing. And she's like, thank you so much. And that's what I got on the bus. So by the time I got this message off someone else, I was literally like, oh my God, I was like full on sobbing, I was like riling crying. I was like, I can't deal with it. It's amazing
so
to know
lovely.
It's helping people though, because that's the whole point of why I did it.
Absolutely, and I think you've done such a tremendous job as well of making it the kind of like inclusive little masterpiece that it is.
Thank you.
Because I think anybody can pick up that book. And when I say anybody, I really do mean that. I think it's appropriate for any age, any person on the LGBT plus spectrum. But also, I don't think you have to be on the LGBT plus spectrum.
You could be straight and want to learn something. Like, one girl messaged me who's so lovely, and she was like, I bought a copy for me because I just want to learn more about LGBTQ plus people.
I love that.
And I was telling a story, I had an interview with someone else, and I was in the pub recently, and this massive, like, rugby player guy came up to me, and he was like, are you Dominic? And I was like, right, I either need to go full Bolton and get my keys, put them between my hands, get ready for a fight, or... I was like, yes, how can I help? And he was like, oh, I just want to say, like, I'm on a rugby team and one of the lads has come out as gay, and we've all bought your book because one of our girlfriends had it.
No.
And we've all bought your book because we want to support him, and we're going to have like a little night, and he's going to come around, we're going to have some beers and pizza and fill the book in with him. And I was like, that is so sweet.
That is.
And it was like this beautiful conversation. Then 5 minutes later, we're doing Jaeger bombs, but it was just real.
Classic.
Yeah, I was like, that's amazing. Shots. But it's nice to know it's helping people. And I feel like it could be applied to anyone, but you know, anyone can learn stuff from it. Anyone can, you know, we've got that amazing Stonewall glossary that they've signed off very kindly for us to use at the back. So there's a constant glossary of terms for you to refer to if you're confused about something you read, or you don't know what cisgender means or something like that. So yeah, I'm really happy with that. And I'm so happy that you like it as well, because you're such like an icon of the LGBTQ plus community. Okay, Cal's like, stop it. So it's great.
No, carry on.
It's great to get endorsement off people like this, you know, like, yeah. MNEK posted about it. Cheryl posted about it on her Instagram stories.
Really?
Yeah, which was the nicest thing ever. And Jade from Little Mix has been like the biggest supporter of it. And she's just incredible.
She is incredible. She does not... She gets a lot of praise, but she does not get enough praise. She is like ally number one.
I wanted to be Prime Minister of the world, because I approached her on Instagram. I was like, hi, can you give me a quote for the book? And she's like, whatever you want, of course. Like, she never wants to ask for money, because a few people did. No, no. But she was... Like, everyone in the book, like MNEK and Juno Dawson and Jade Thirlwall, they all volunteered quotes, and they put with me messaging going, is this picture okay of you? Do you like this? They were all brilliant, and were like, whatever we can do to help, let us know.
So
but the
lovely.
Fact Jade does that, and then she came to the launch as well, and she didn't need to. She's got so many demands on her time, and the fact she turned up and endorsed it, she's also showing how to be a good ally to all her
she's
fans.
She's an amazing ally.
An amazing example, and she's just got gorgeous hair.
Oh, I just want to like... I don't want to mess it up, but I do want to like run my fingers
cute.
Through it.
I just want to like wrap her up and feed her biscuits all day.
And what about the rest of your kind of Instagram presence and your presence in general? What is your hope for the future?
With Instagram, I want to make sure I'm creating a really, again, like a safe space and a bit of a community for people to come and feel secure and valid and accepted. And like you said, it's something people can dip in and out of positively and look at. So I make sure that when I do stuff now for the main feed, because years ago, I used to just put up any old drawing and be like, oh, here's a dinosaur. Oh, you know, here's Jay McDonald.
Sure.
I mean, Jay McDonald's great. Don't get me wrong. I love her. But now I realized in the past 2 years, I've got a modest following of like 16,000 people, which is quite, I mean, obviously compared to you, you've got like the whole population of like a country following you.
A small country.
You've got the whole of Scotland equivalent of that. But I thought, you know, I've kind of not got responsibility, but in a way I feel like I could do more with this platform to help people. So I did the Free to Be Me announcement on there in October, and more followers started coming on, and people messaging me going, oh, will this be covered in the book, and will this be? And I was really glad to be like, yeah, all of everything you've asked is going to be covered. Because as well, doing the book, I felt like there's a lot you've got to cover in the LGBTQ plus community.
Yeah.
And also you don't want to offend anyone or leave anyone out, but you've also got to make all the information accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I threw in a rainbow gay dinosaur because I thought that was the best solution to all of it.
I think what's so lovely about some of the pages, I mean, so some of the pages, the like activity pages are a little bit more complex, but I really like the simplicity of some of the pages. And when I picked it up and first opened it the first time, I couldn't help but think about my ex who had anxiety. And he really, really kind of responded to things like that were very simple and something to do to take your mind off it. And that was all I could think about when I was like flicking through. Like, I think sometimes we just need those little moments to like take ourselves away from the world.
And recenter yourself.
Yeah. And I think whether it's, you know, thinking about your identity or just, you know, colouring something. I think it's actually really important, and I think it's something we don't have enough of in this world. And the fact that it just centres around LGBT plus as well is incredible.
I think, because for me, the fact that we got Penguin publishing it is huge, because they've been the best team.
That's
to
the
work
dream
with.
Right there.
That is
that's the
illustration
dream,
hun. Because I'd had, this is where I sound like an arsehole, I had two books published previously, but they were with a smaller publisher.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I had two smaller ones, and they were both interactive journals. I don't just do interactive journals, by the way. I've got a lot of fiction coming your way. But I did one called Map My Heart, which was on dating and breakups.
Yeah.
Then one called Map My Style and Fashion. I remember doing them thinking, God, I should do something to help LGBTQ plus kids and people. And that was 4 years ago. And when I originally pitched for you to be me to editors, I remember one editor emailed and was like, LGBT is not really trendy right now. This was obviously before Pride became like the commercial Christmas of summer. And everyone's like, we've got a Pride sandwich. We've got Pride oyster cards. Well, I made that up, but that will probably happen next year.
No, I think we do have Pride oyster cards. I'm pretty sure we do. TFL do a little...
I bet they do. Yeah, they do. But, but I feel like it was one of those where I just thought, I really want this to work, and I want this to be a great book that will just help empower all, like everyone who reads it and picks it up. So to get you saying that you love it, that means a lot to me.
I'm lying. No, yeah. I'm not. Yeah. I love it.
It's actually a load of shit.
I love it. I love it with all my heart. You know, I've been carrying it everywhere with me. I don't do that
with
something.
You've not got it today, though, have you?
I haven't got it.
I've not got it today, either. I mean, to be fair.
I put it in my bag ready for today, and then I was like, you know what? Getting on that hot tube with a bag, it's too much today. It's not happening.
Too much? No, you don't need that. You need a little canvas shopper. The nice and light canvas shopper. I can get one sent to you, actually, with you.
It's what, like a free-to-be-me branded one?
No, but we can discuss that with the brand if they're interested.
Can I mean, I feel like I need to tell you something.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I've really let you down. On my way here, I got... Because you sent me a little free-to-be-me pin, which is lovely.
Penguin did an amazing little VIP package. Yeah, Shout out to Harriet.
It was lovely. Well done, Harriet. and I put it on. I put it on my T-shirt as I was coming out.
And you've lost it, haven't
and,
you?
No. And then I passed the mirror as I was leaving, and I was like... not sure it works with the outfit, and I took it off again. I'm really sorry.
Don't be silly. It's not like I'm offended. I'm going to hold that against you for the rest of your life.
You are, aren't you?
Callum, I'm
you
not like that.
You. You mentioned there a second ago, I'm swiftly changing the subject away from this. You mentioned that there was some fiction coming. Can you tell us anything about that?
Well, no, because basically there's pitches. It's like we've pitched you like a pitch. Then you take it to publishers. So there's loads of stuff I'm discussing with my lovely agent. Again, I sound like an ob saying that, my agent.
No, not at all.
But she's fantastic. And to be honest, without her, the book would never have happened. Because when I first met her, I took her two different proposals for books. And one was like a very gothic feminist fairy tale, which I'm still going to make one day. And one was Free to Be Me. And she was like, the world needs this book right now. And she really championed it. And she was great, because I would not have known what to do in some of their meetings. Because the Penguin meeting was like mind-blowingly amazing. Everyone was fantastic. Then other meetings with other publishers, like one was like, can you do it? But like... take the gay bit out of it. I was like, yeah, but that's been done, you know, for like the entire century.
I had a little bit of this as well.
Really?
When I submitted my travel memoir, and I got a few publishers being like, can you make it less gay? And I'm like, how? I'm gay.
Yeah.
Like, I can't suddenly be like making out with a woman. It doesn't make any sense.
I think people forget that like the LGBTQ community is a massive demographic of people who will thrive and thirst for this kind of stuff. Like, they want queer travel memoirs, they want interactive journals and colouring books and children's storybooks, and they want, there's a whole market that no one's exploring that will actually help a lot of people as well in terms of representation.
Absolutely, like dying of thirst for it.
Yeah,
like begging for it. And the book's going well so far.
It is. It's going well.
Good.
There's so much exciting stuff happening, and there's loads of stuff I can't talk about that's really really exciting with it, and. My goal with it is just to make, I'd love in a year's time to be able to get to a point where Free to Be Me it's a book, but it's also, I can do events where like parents or guardians of LGBTQ plus youth could meet, like a speed dating event.
That's lovely.
Because I think the parents need a bit of help sometimes, or someone to speak to, and one where all the teens can meet. And I just want to do so much stuff with it. And there's loads of stuff, like Penguin have got so much exciting stuff coming up. We've obviously got Penguin Pride Book Club tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
We've got a double dose of each other this week. Double dose of Dom.
It's too much. I mean, one time was enough, if I'm honest.
We're only 7 minutes in, Cal.
No, we're super excited for the event tomorrow.
And it's sold out.
Sold out really quickly
I was surprised how fast that was, like... That went very quick.
I was getting ready to do a second push on Instagram.
You were
going to
do
needed.
Another little cheeky swipe up, and you thought,
needed.
Oh, no, I don't need that swipe
don't
up.
Need
right
that swipe
now.
Up.
Sold out, babes.
There's no need.
So it's going, that's going really good. We've got cloning drag queens, everything going on tomorrow.
I'm so excited for it.
I know.
And I think as well, like we are doing the activities with the book tomorrow, I could see whether it's yourself or somebody else, you know, doing workshops in schools and things like that. I feel
that's
like
the
there's
goal.
So many uses.
I think there's a lot of scope for it as well that could really pan out in terms of it could go in a lot of different areas and really help people. So it is really exciting, and I'm just still really made up that Cheryl posted about it.
That, I mean, that's your life made right
thank
there.
You.
It's nothing
thank
else.
You, I was like, Shez, I just adore her. And then it was just brilliant.
And the obvious question, I assume the answer is all good bookstores.
I am single.
Where can people get a copy?
You can get copies. You could go on Amazon. Or if you want to support the local High Street Huns, you can hit up any Waterstones. It's stocked in foils where we're doing the event tomorrow. It's on a number of other places such as Skinny Dip. They're stocking it in store and it's there.
I love Skinny Dip.
Skinny Dip's great. So it's their book club of the month for two months, which is amazing. They don't really do that. So it's the whole of June and July.
That's
it's book
incredible.
Club of the month. So it's Skinny Dip. And where else? There's a few other places. I know recently someone was like, it's in the Tate Modern Gift Shops. And I was like, amazing. It's
sure.
Like, cool. On
Skinny Dip, like now you've brought them up, I loved their Pride campaign this year.
Absolutely amazing.
They worked with three like influencer activists and had them design their own like t-shirt merch, and then 100% of the 100% profits went towards
charity.
The charity of those
it was amazing.
People choosing. That is incredible. Like more brands need to be doing that.
100%.
And I would like to be honest, going there are some amazing brands doing amazing things where it's not 100%
this discussion
to charity, but I think next year onwards I think we should start demanding that of brands. Like if you're going to do a Pride campaign, look, some brands are doing 100% of the profits are going to charity. Like why can't you, if you really care?
If you're a really big brand, if you're a big online brand, not naming names, but like the big ones, they could easily do 100% to charity. I mean, I work with a fantastic independent brand called Rock On Reby Clothing, and I launched a Pride range with them yesterday, and they're a really small company. There's literally like a team of four of them doing it, and they tees, totes, everything, and they've still secured 20% of
That's
everything
amazing.
To go to the LGBT Foundation in Manchester. So it's still doable, but when you consider, I mean, I know in Pride season and as well, it's hard because like if you're an influencer, you want to obviously get paid for your Pride season work because so many just don't for a lot of stuff. And you will take the paid gigs. But I know some online retailers were like, it was 10% went to a Pride charity. And I was like, the price point you're selling it at, you could easily do at least 100% or 50%. Like that could.
I turned down a few jobs this year. One of them was 5%.
Yeah, and 5%.
And more than one were 0%.
Yeah,
and
I was
absolutely not working
because
with you.
I think it's got to be like an authentic campaign as well. Like we just did Warehouse. I used to work there as a personal shopper.
Look
at me. I was doing all the huns. But they did a whole Free to Be Me window in their Argyle Street store for Pride.
You posted this on Insta, right?
I was loving my life. But when they got the book retailed in stores, they organised it so 100% of all profits of the book sold went to Stonewall.
That's amazing.
So it was amazing. Because also negotiating charity donations, that itself is a whole other thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Because some charities don't want it. They're like, no. I mean, like, no, we've got enough to try this one.
Send it down the road.
Yeah, send it down there.
They're in more need of it than we are. Well, we're going to be playing some fun games and things.
I love games.
But before we dive into that, I think it's time for a bit of music. Sick of listening to your voice.
Oh, thanks.
Let's have a little bit of Back in My Arms, Carly Hansen.
No, I can't control this. Hiding my emotions. You can make me feel brand new. This is hard to cope with. Find someone to smoke with. Cause nothing really feels like you. All we have is on the phone. All we have is all I know. When you hang up, don't let go. Don't let go. Doing so much damage. up, no, I don't mind. You're something that I can't forget, like inhaling a cigarette. Hit me and it's so divine. All we have is on the phone. All we have is all I know. When you hang up, don't let go.
The conversations we were just having were entirely inappropriate, and I almost so put us back live on air while having those conversations. Let's play a game.
Anyway.
Let's play a game.
Okay.
This is a brand new game that we've decided to trial. This is called Free or Not Free, because like your book,
yeah,
Free to Be
yeah.
Me, see what we did there. So in this game, in front of me, I have six things, and I don't know the answers either. We have to figure out if it's legal or not to do these things in this country.
Okay.
Which sounds easier than you think.
Right, okay.
But you know, we break so many laws every single day that we don't even know about.
Look at Diane Abbott on the TFL with a little can. God bless you, Diane.
Did you see the thing where it was like another lady on the train with like a wine glass?
Yes.
Drinking
yes.
like a cocktail.
Yes.
And everyone celebrated
that.
Her.
Everyone's like, oh, she's amazing. Then Diane Abbott does it.
And
how have Vanessa not done an endorsement deal with Diane?
I don't understand how this
like
hasn't happened.
It's like the face happened. Of tins. I'd do that. Like
the day after Diane was on the train with her M&S mojito, I went into an M&S and it was genuinely obliterated, gone, all of them.
Yeah.
Every last one.
Have Dynamito. No, Damito. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. Abbott Collada.
Like, brands, stop working with... Well, work with me. But stop working with other influencers. Work with Diane Abbott.
Diane Abbott.
She can shift a product.
She fermented gay icon status that day. I don't think she realised it.
She genuinely
her
did.
And a duffel coat and a leopard print loafers cemented it.
She had no idea. When she left the house that day, no idea.
Yeah.
But now...
She's literally like increased sales for M&S, I'm obsessed.
I could never reach that level of influence.
You could.
Not in my wildest dreams.
You could.
Right, shall we play this game?
Let's do it.
Okay. Our first one. After 8 a.m, it's illegal to beat or shake any carpet, rug or mat in the streets in London.
I feel like that's legal.
To like whack a carpet about.
But what if like you work in a carpet shop, right?
Yeah, and you have to clean your carpet.
What if you work in Carpet World and somebody comes in and I don't know, they do a poo on the carpet and you've got to get rid of the poo and you need to shake the poo. I don't know. Like, and what if it's 1 p.m. in the middle of the day? Like, I'm just going
to
leave that dog shit there, you know?
You just need to beat your rug sometimes.
Sometimes you do just need to beat your rug. I think that must be legal.
See, I'm leaning the other way. I feel like this is one of those really old laws that got made like 600 years ago.
1903.
Yeah.
And a guy wrote it called, like, Sir Arthur Cogglesworth.
Yeah, Arthur Cogglesworth.
And he was like, no, one shall not beat one's rug. after 8 p.m. in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
But well, maybe.
I'm happy to go with you. You're the guest, and I think you should have...
I think I'm completely right on that.
So you think it's...
legal. Free.
Let's do legal, not legal, because I'm going to get confused.
Okay, legal. I love how we just called the game free or not free. Really.
And then we're like, no, it's not that. That's too confusing.
Next week, legal or not legal.
Right, okay, so we're saying...
legal.
Okay, it is legal to beat or shake any carpet, rug or mat in the street in London. Final answer.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's illegal.
What? I said that though. I didn't.
You just can't sit outside and beat your rug for all to see after 8 a.m.
That's really mean.
You're not allowed to do that.
Sir Arthur Cogglesworth was
bloody Arthur.
Savage.
Classic Arthur. Just ruining everyone's fun.
I can't believe that. I feel so. You know, next time I go to like DFS or Carpet World, I'm going to be so sorry for them.
They must have to get there really
can you
early.
That? Yeah, I bet they're like, Jane, you know how yesterday you started at 10 a.m? You've got to come in at 5 because you've got 7 rugs to beat. It's just like, I can't make it. Jane, you're just going to have to get McDonald's drive through. Get your ass into work early and beat all these
come
rugs.
On, come on, Jane. Arthur says so.
Yeah, Arthur says so.
God's sake. All right, look, I don't know where this next one's going to go. It is illegal to... Oh, gosh. Okay, no, this one's controversial.
Oh.
It is illegal to divorce on the grounds of adultery if you are a same-sex couple.
Oh.
I think I know that this is true. I think this is illegal.
No, I think it is.
And it's because it doesn't count as adultery unless you cheat with a member of the opposite sex.
Right.
So adultery between same-sex couples. If you're in a same-sex couple and you cheat on your boyfriend with a woman,
then
you could get the divorce.
Okay. But if you do it with another man, then it's not seen as it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's babe steps in at UK, do you know what I mean?
But they might have changed it in recent years. I like to hope so.
I don't know, though, but only recently, it only just got made known that if you were queer, it's not a mental health problem.
I know, I saw...
I remember this guy was like, guys, he came in to do this like seminar thing at this event. I was like, he's like, who knows when that law was changed? And some girl was like, I don't know, 1991? Like, loads of straight people like, yeah. And he was like, yesterday morning.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I was there like, listen up, bitches. Like, the only game in the room, I was like, there you go. But
get your history.
I don't know, I'd say maybe illegal.
I think it still is illegal. Yeah. Why can't people just divorce because they want to divorce? Why do you have to give a reason? Just let people do what they want. Let people be free to be me. That didn't work.
No. I thought you were going to rhyme it a bit then.
I tried.
Are you
going to
divorce
to go with it?
Or be free to be me? No, that doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
No.
Just buy the book, okay?
Yes.
Enough segues. Just buy the book. Yeah, we are saying it is illegal to divorce on the grounds of adultery if you are a same-sex couple. Final answer.
Final.
It is illegal.
Boom. What do I win?
And it's not been changed. You win.
You know what? I bought some fizzy fangs from Sainsbury's early. That'll make that my prize.
There you go. Treat yourself. But if we do badly, you have to throw them away. You have to give them.
Oh,
give them
to give
somebody
them to
else.
You. You
give
can
them
win the
to
fizzy
me.
Fangs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay. Boom.
No, because now I'm going to make us lose, aren't I?
Oh right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. You've got the answers, haven't you?
No. They come
Stitch
up on the.
Right
they come up on the screen.
Oh yeah. They do.
After we decide, I'm not cheating. I wouldn't do that to you. Right. Legally, you must remove snow from pavements outside your home within 24 hours of snowfall ending.
No, that's legal.
That can't
no,
be
that's bullshit.
Look, I've got shit on. I've got stuff
yeah,
to do.
Stuff to do.
I can't be getting out there with my shovel and just like, I'm busy.
And can you imagine if it's snowing and you're showering and you're at Carpet World because you've got to get up even earlier to get your snow off to go to work to beat your 6 carpets.
She's got Jane or whatever her name was. She's going to have to get up at 3 a.m.
She'll
at
like,
this point.
Bollocks, I've got to get the snow off the pavement. I've got to go and beat my rugs furiously in the car park. And I was meant to been in work and said it yet.
And if she doesn't get it right, prison.
Prison, yeah. She's sat, Jane, you've got disciplinary for that because you did not beat your rug. She'd be fuming.
Poor Jane.
She's like, you know what, I'm going to go work at World of Wicker, it's easy then.
Hey, there's some different laws around Wicker.
I love a bit of World of Wicker though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even
that's
know
just
what that
size.
Is.
It's like a big shop. There's a big shop in Bolton called World of Wicker and it sells just Wicker goods.
That's
but it actually,
amazing.
Sadly, set a light on fire, I think, because it's loads of wicker inside, hasn't it?
Was anyone hurt?
No, I don't think anyone
okay,
was hurt.
So we can make jokes about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I could be stand to be corrected, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you're asking for it a little bit. If you're going to, like, you're essentially filling your shop with tinder.
Mm, exactly. And did you know as well, side topic of wood-related stories with fire, I didn't know this, but Liberty is the second, after like, the houses of, not House of Parliament, Where the Queen lives. Buckingham Palace. God, I'm so shy. I need to wake up today. So after that, if there's a fire, Liberty is like the second place to go because so much of it is made of wood.
What? I don't understand. So it would just go up in flames quicker?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So like, if there's a fire emergency, Liberty takes priority over loads of other places.
Oh, I see.
Because it's like 90% wood. And I went in there the other day and I was like, shit, that I'm getting anxious walking around here.
Yeah. That,
stop sniffing that candle.
I mean, I have always thought, it's just entirely wood, that place,
wood.
Isn't it?
Yeah, all the balconies are wood, the floor's wood.
That's just unnecessary.
I know.
It's like those wooden roller coasters. Like, I wouldn't trust you. I'm not going on one of them. Yeah,
and also,
wooden,
you know,
roller coaster.
Well, I mean, have you been to Blackpool Pleasure Beach?
Leaves a lot to be desired, I hear. What are we doing? What game are
Number
we playing?
Four.
What was the answer to the snow one?
Right. I said that must be a load of rubbish.
Yeah, we think it's rubbish. Say. We think that can't possibly be true for the snow one. Final answer.
Legal. It's true in Germany.
Oh, it sucks to be German today,
oh
doesn't it?
Oh, my God, that sucks. No, look at this. That was a terrible German.
Don't know what
I'm
accent
sorry.
That was.
Number five, please.
Right, our next one. It is illegal for your pet dog to mate with a royal pet dog. Oh,
probably.
Those corgis. Those corgis look like horny little rascals.
Yeah, but those corgis, like, no one gets near them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but what if your chihuahua just slipped off the
shot.
Leash,
what,
ran into Buckingham Palace,
mounted a corgi,
you would personally be responsible. You'd be in prison with Jane.
Which, and Jane would be like, all I did was exist. What if I cry? I swear to go to Wetherspoons. That's all I do. I don't know.
I feel like this is true. I do.
I think it's probably true because how many corgis does the Queen have?
I don't know. Eight.
I thought she had like three. They must be getting on now a bit though, mustn't they? They must be quite old.
She must
corgis.
Replace them because she's always had corgis.
She's just got corgis everywhere. Like one dash, like, here's another one.
Replacement corgi.
Yeah. Okay, maybe, no, I agree. I think that must be true.
Yeah, we think this is true. Mm. We think you're not allowed to have sex with... Wait, no. Your dog isn't allowed to have sex with the Queen's
in general,
corgis.
You're not really meant to have sex with animals anyway.
It is illegal. Yeah. Yes. We're doing well. That's three out of four, I think. Yeah, I'm going to say three out of four. Mm. All right. It is illegal to pretend to be someone else online. I kind of hope this is illegal because
I don't know because so many people catfish.
So many people catfish.
People.
I reckon. I hope it's illegal.
I hope it's illegal, but I think it depends the kind of impersonation though. What if it's just like a profile picture on an Instagram profile? Or is it like impersonating them like, hello, transfer your money to this bank account?
Yeah, I think.
And you get the emails like, my name is. I don't know. My name's Jane.
Oh, it's Jane. She wants bailing out of prison, apparently.
It's Jane from
Rugwell.
Yeah,
we don't believe
Jane
in that
from
one.
Rugwell.com. You know, when you check your junk file on your email, it's Jane. She's like, hello, I'm in a jail. Please send me some money to get me out of the jail. Please transfer your funds to 1122.
Look, I would send money to a GoFundMe to help
for Jane.
To help
yeah,
get Jane. Justice for Jane. Hashtag justice
Free
for Jane.
Free Jane's rugs. That's Free. What she needs.
Free Jane drug, right? Very good.
Yeah, I agree. I'd say I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Illegal. I don't know.
Illegal.
I'm not sure on this one. I think I'll know when I see the answer.
Yeah. Funny that. I think it's illegal. So I'm going
to
twist your arm.
Okay.
We're saying
let's go
illegal.
Illegal. Legal.
It's legal. Oh, so you can pretend to be someone else. I'm going to get straight on Tinder when I'm home and pretend to be Shawn Mendes.
Well, you don't need to. You're lovely the way you are.
Oh,
just the way you are.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, last one. It is illegal to import into England potatoes that are from Poland. Bullshit. Absolute bullshit.
You don't know? Maybe their potatoes are precious in Poland.
No, there's this little Polish shop near my house and it sells like the most amazing paprika crisps, and crisps are made of potato. Therefore, those potatoes are being imported in.
No, but it's different though. I'm thinking like a big potato.
Yeah, but if you sliced it up, like you're still importing it, aren't you?
Polish potato.
No, it's not real.
I don't know.
You think this is illegal? Why? Why?
I don't know, because my mind's blown from all these facts and figures and I'm still thinking about Jane, so I just don't know anymore. I've given her a whole narrative in my head now. I'd say it must be. I think it'll be legal.
And what? Brexit's going to mess it up if not.
Oh, yeah, well, then potatoes won't be getting anywhere, yeah, they will, they?
Just be sitting at the border.
Yeah.
They'll never get across.
Does anybody want to make us into chips today? I'll be a wedge for you. Anything.
Anything.
Anyone.
So what are we saying? Legal?
I'd say legal.
Legal?
You must be able to do it.
Yeah, we think legal. We think this is nonsense. It's illegal!
Illegal!
Get those Polish potatoes out.
Imagine that, like, excuse me, can we pull you aside, Jane? She's like, I've just got out of jail. I want to go, no, ma'am, can I check your bag? Where are these potatoes from?
Come on, country of origin.
She's like, I met a lovely man in Poland. She's like, right, got legal. You know, you do know, Jane, that you're on probation. Oh, shit.
You've done it now.
Imagine
You've
it, yeah. done it now. Oh, shit. That's mind-blowing, that.
Well, we got three right and three wrong. So yeah. I'm going to allow you to eat your sweets
on
the way
home. We can share the fizzy fangs.
They're
really nice. They're so bad for your teeth.
Boom. Right, it's time for some more music after that nonsense. let's do a little bit of Ice Cream by Mika.
Joe Sutherland in the studio. You've got a proper look of Spock, haven't you, in your policy photo?
Oh, great. Sort of emotionless, incapable of attachment.
No, I just meant physically. just the eyebrows and the hair, that's all I meant. Is that your dog?
No, so I've got a picture of me here where I'm holding a dead pretty little fluffy dog.
It's
so
a great
I've
image,
borrowed a little fluffy dog called Mochi, who is a semi-famous dog, actually. They've got their own Instagram page that's growing. It's the way to be an entrepreneur these
that
days, is
that...
buy an inbred
Joe.
Pretty little dog that can barely breathe.
Joe.
And get it on Instagram.
Joe.
Every Monday.
Ian Boltworth.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
I know there's some more things you want to talk about. I know you've got some exciting events and things coming up, but I'm not going to let you do that just yet.
Okay.
We're gonna do some sex confessions now.
Woo!
So thank you so much to everyone who has sent them in. If you would like to send in some sex confessions for future shows, you can do that by emailing callum@fubarradio.com. And it's anonymous, so we won't read out your name or tell anyone who you are. So feel free to send us your worst or your best, whichever way you look at it.
Feel free to send in, Jane. We know you're listening.
Well, Jane is listening. Oh, no, because we'll get her thrown back in prison.
Yeah.
She's had enough, right?
She's peeling her potatoes.
She's
listening.
Had a hard life and she needs a break, right? I love your voice. It's such a lovely voice.
Oh, thank you.
So would you like to, should we take it in turns to read?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Nothing's better than a bit of erotica.
Amazing.
In a Bolton accent.
Done.
Okay,
right.
So
you read the first one if you're comfortable with that.
I had a one-night stand with someone recently and their fetish was rimming my asshole with their nose. and then inserting it. I'm all for giving something a go once, but not sure it will be repeated. Rimming my asshole with their nose and then inserting it.
I don't understand how you insert a nose into an asshole, because like a nose is quite like a floppy bit of cartilage.
It's a bit squishy cartilage.
And I feel like it would be trying to like put a flaccid penis into an asshole, where it would, because you'd have to like thumb it in.
I've got a nose ring. I would struggle with that.
Yeah, I don't know. That might help though. Because you could use the nose ring to kind of like try and like...
Yeah, or I could have a load of pubes attached to it when it comes out. I'd just be a bit worried about that. I'm quite protective of this nose ring.
I hear as well, when you have like nose piercings, tell me if this is true, that like smells can get caught in it.
So
like
smells?
So apparently like nose rings like can like get like smells of things attached to them. So like, I don't know, you're rolling around in lemons and then you're looking at me like you're talking absolute rubbish.
Like, who the fuck told you?
You're rolling around in lemons and then for the rest of the day you'll be able to smell lemons because it's like on your nose ring.
No, I don't have true. That. I think that's just somebody's got needs to blow the nose. I'd have it, but maybe some people do. I don't know. I've never had it.
Okay, fair.
So nose rimming. Nimming.
I feel like that's a really interesting fetish, and I think...
Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you for sharing that.
I think, you know what? I do really appreciate I'm all for giving something a go once, because good for you, hun. You know, right on the nose there.
Right on the nose. Wait.
On the nose,
wait. I kind of want to give that a go, I think. I don't know if I could get my nose in, but I'll give it a whack.
Maybe, you know, why not? A bit of nostril to anus is always fun. And it could lighten up your Wednesday night.
You
know what you'll be doing tonight, Carla.
Oh, you know, I've already got that scheduled in. Right, okay, our next one. I am a straight girl and have had boyfriends in the past, but I do sometimes fantasize about getting intimate with a girl when I'm masturbating. I don't ever feel attracted to girls in real life, but I do enjoy the odd fantasy. Does this mean I'm actually bi, or can I still have these thoughts and be straight? I don't know the answer to that question.
I don't know. I actually don't know if there is like I'd probably say maybe you're a little bit curious.
Yeah, like bi-curious is what I was thinking.
Yeah, bi-curious. So rather than bi, so you may not. I've got friends who like kiss girls on nights out and identify as straight, but they would never... They've tried to like do stuff with girls and they've never... Can't. They just can't do it. They're not sexually excited by it. But I think maybe the thought of it excites them. Does this mean I'm actually bi, or can I still have these thoughts and be straight? You know what? You can be whatever you want. You don't need to label yourself with anything, hon. You can be your own beautiful little rainbow-filled unicorn. And if you want to masturbate thinking about girls and you've got a boyfriend, why not? Go for it.
Go mad, yeah.
You know what I mean? Live your life. Maybe try your nose. I'll be boyfriend's bum to do that. But I think good for you. You know what? Don't label yourself too much. Just, you know, you're just like a little rare sunshine.
I think it's probably quite common as well.
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't think everyone's unique. Like, I don't think I've ever like thought about a girl in a sexual way, and I don't think I could if I wanted to. But I've kissed a load of girls, but then that's not sexual. It's just like,
I kissed a girl when I was like 18, and I was really bored. And she went, "I was really bored. That was awful." And I was like, "Cool." So, but I knew that I was not excited by that. So I don't know. Maybe. If she feels the need that she has to explore it, maybe she can have a conversation with a boyfriend about it and see. But she's got to make sure that she feels safe and respected, and she's not forcing herself to do anything that would make her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think talking about it's important.
Yeah, talking about it's important.
And you've written in, so you're already starting that conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Good for you.
With us two strangers.
Yeah, random gay strangers.
Okay, this next one's for you.
I once screamed, "I'm an orphan," when someone asked me, "Who's your daddy?" during sex.
I think that's genius.
I honestly feel that is Orphan Annie writing in. Tomorrow. Who's your daddy? I'm an orphan. I love you tomorrow.
I love that though. I think, I don't know if that's like they were deliberately being sassy or if they were genuine, just like, no, I'm an orphan.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I need more context or less for this. I'm not really sure what answer to give. But you know what? You can scream what you like when you're making passionate love.
And you absolutely can.
"I'm an orphan" is either dark humour for you or context. You know, I want to know what happened after the sex. You know, was the person like, "So, fill me in on that. Do we need to have a deeper, meaningful, or are you just winding me up?"
Yes. Yeah. I think that conversation's important there.
I'll see you tomorrow. That'd be amazing.
Our next one is a serious one. And okay. We like a serious one here. Can you get an STD if both people are virgins? The answer is an absolute categorical no. But I think it's important to ask that question because I think there can be a little bit of confusion around what classifies as an STD.
Yeah,
go on. I know.
I was literally going to literally say what you said.
Because some people consider things like crabs and scabies STDs when they are not technically STDs, and you can get those without even having sex. So yes, you could get those if you are a virgin. You can get like scabies and things from like a dirty towel. They're not technically STDs, but because they are often transferred that way, a lot of people consider them that. So that might be what is. So it might sound like a bit of a silly question, but I don't think it is actually.
Yeah. And if you're planning on doing something with someone else who is a virgin, make sure you take your time, you have a nice little safe conversation about it. It doesn't need to be like it is in porn. I learned that at a young age. I was 18 and my friend gave me a VHS video and I did not know it had German porn on it. He said, "You'll enjoy this." I thought maybe it was an X-Men cartoon.
Oh, wow.
And I put it on. Yeah. And
wait, who gave you this?
Just a random guy at college on the bus. He used to sell all the pirate videos. So he's like, "I've got X-Men 2 and then I've got this little thing for you." I was like, "Okay." And I think that was him trying to support me. And I watched it and I honestly thought, like in Germany, because it was a German porn video set on an army base. And
that
like the
great.
First bit is like this man genuinely peeling potatoes. I'm not to make this up. And the lieutenant's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Peeling potatoes." This is in German, by the way. He's like, "What are you doing peeling potatoes?" And he's like, "All right, well, you know, get on the car, let's do it." And he's like, "Oh, okay."
And I love porn plots.
It was brilliant. But I was also like, I'm really glad that the first time I did it, I wasn't like, "Oh yeah, it's good." You know, I wasn't screaming that out.
Yeah, that's
but now I know
point.
I can scream out "I'm an orphan" at some point as well.
You can.
Or try a nose. Try a nose job.
Everyone's learning.
See, exactly.
Everyone's learning
but
today.
Can you get an STD if both people virgins? Say no to that one. But good for asking and good for you for saying it.
I also want to add, like, I don't want to be negative and I don't want to be a pessimist, but people do tell fibs. People do lie. Just because somebody tells you that they're a virgin, it doesn't necessarily, they probably are, you know, like a lot of people don't lie about that kind of thing, but like there is every possibility that they are not telling the truth. So just be safe, you know, make sure you're using protection when you should be.
And have an honest conversation.
Having honest conversations, getting tested, etc. Do all of that things. Because, you know, protecting yourself is your responsibility as well as anyone else's.
Yeah, and you've got to feel safe throughout all if you're a virgin as well. And don't talk German halfway through.
Don't start speaking German and don't shout about being an orphan either.
Yeah, there we go.
I think we probably have time for one more.
All right, okay.
So this one's for you again. I'm giving you all the best ones, clearly.
I don't know what to choose from. What's funny? Right, okay. I farted on someone's dick and he said, "Do it more. Is that strange?" I don't know. Some people are into...
Yeah, some people are into that.
Into That's... gaseous sexual things. I mean, you know, there's that cake farts video.
Cake farts
video? It's just
video?
A woman farting on cake, but it's like a fetish of people. Someone... I'm not even. I've not.
No, I believe it. I absolutely believe it.
Someone showed me at uni at a house party, and I was traumatized. I didn't go in Greg's and get a cake for a while
because you thought that cake. That's fast. All you could think
but
about.
But some people love a fart on a cake.
Some people. I mean, literally, I think you could name anything. You could think of the most obscure, most random thing that you could do, and there's a fetish for it.
Yeah.
And I don't know who said this, but I remember a woman who used to work as like an escort once talking about like this guy who had this really specific fetish where he wanted her to like be on her knees and then to put on glasses and then have him ejaculate onto the glasses and then she'd like rub the semen into the carpet and then make him lick it up. Like, that's so specific.
I mean, for that deal, you'd have to do a spec service too for 69 because you'd need your other pair to actually wear...
While you're doing it, because you need to see what you're doing.
You need to see what you're doing on your glasses.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like all the brands in the world need to pay you money. Because
I'm wearing glasses
really,
right now.
And really
that,
good.
If that guy's listening, do not get turned on. These frames are expensive, aren't they? But yeah, I think I fired on someone's dick and he said, "Do it more, is that strange?" If he was into it, do it. But also, I don't know if you can force... It depends if you could force more farts out.
I wouldn't be able to force another fart out.
I'd be able to force one out.
But at least you know now that if another one slips out, that he's into it.
He's cool with it. You know, if you're staying over and, you know... You pass some wind in the night. You don't need to worry. You don't need to hold it in. You're like, You know, you don't need to worry about that. You can just be like, oh, I'm farted, but you're into that, right? So it's cool.
It sounds like the dream scenario, to be honest.
Yeah, you could do loads of farting stuff together.
A bit jealous, if I'm honest.
Yeah, you could
dream relationship right there.
Yeah, come on, have a curry and then just fart in front of each other all night.
Amazing, the dream. That's all we have time for in terms of sex confessions. But I do want to have another quick chat about everything you're doing, Dom. So I know you've got some events coming up.
Yes, I do.
Tell me about... Obviously, we have the one tomorrow,
yeah,
which is going to be amazing.
Are you dead excited?
But tickets are sold out, so no one can come.
Yeah, you can't come, but you could linger outside the window. And we'll wave you. Like,
we'll wave you. Hiya.
Hiya, love. How you doing? But we've also got on Saturday, the 27th of July, we've got Yalk, which is hard to say, but I've got used to saying it because it doesn't roll off the tongue easily.
Yalk.
But it's an amazing, amazing event. It's Young Adult Literature Con, and it's held at London Comic Con, which is the best weekend ever. Obviously, I'm in my nerd zone. I'm all over it. And
will you get dressed up though?
Maybe I might turn up. I don't know. I might go as Mary Jane Watson, as I feel it's not been served enough for me in the films. But it's really, really good. And Yalk, you can get your tickets through the London Comic Con website. And I will be there on Saturday, the 27th of July. I'm doing two book signing slots. Hi, guys. You can come for a little cuddle. You can get your book signed, a little high five, a twerk, whatever you want. And then at 4 o'clock, I'm doing a Penguin Pride workshop. And we're going to be making some like Pride banners and stuff. It's an hour long. They'll be colouring in, crafting. Me just walking around like, oh, do you like that? Do you like colouring in? Stuff like that. Probably some glitter. Loads of Instagrammable stuff. And it's really cute. Like, it's a knife. It's a really good... Not knife. It's a nice... That went sinister too quick. That was like the nose job all over again. But it's a really beautiful little space where, like, you can dress up. You can go with your mum and dad. You can meet other people that are into young adult literature. There's so many fabulous authors and illustrators there as well. So it's, like, it's a good chance. And you never know, you might meet a celebrity. Last year, Jason Momoa Aquaman went into Young Adult Comic Con. And did photo shoots with people.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, everyone should definitely go.
You should come. You would love it.
Shall I come?
You can wear your Spider-Man costume.
Oh my God, I'd love to. I really would. Any excuse to wear my Spider-Man costume.
Yes, I'll be your Mary Jane. I'm like, oh, I love. And I can fall off a pavement and you can catch me.
We could do such a good like team cosplay situation.
I might be Kirsten Dunst to Mary Jane because she was a bit awkward and moaning. I feel like I relate to that.
Which was that Toby Maguire as the Spider-Man.
Where was the other Mary Jane? Oh, there was another Mary Jane.
No,
after,
it was Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, it's Gwen.
Look, we're back on.
Sorry.
We're
not... So anyway, Young Adult Literature Con, Saturday the 27th of July. It's on for like the whole weekend, but it's going to be really exciting. And you can get your tickets on my Instagram on my highlight that says book events.
Amazing. And everyone should go and buy a copy of Free
Thank
to Be
Thank you, Free to Be Me. In stores now. And let me know your feedback. You're free to message me on Instagram, even though I don't read them all sometimes. But you're
you
free
do your
to.
Best.
I do my best. I actually do my best to get back to everybody because there's a lot of like emotional messages. So I always make sure I sit down and write a considered and sensitive reply. But if you've got any feedback or you've got a copy and you want to write a review on Amazon, that really helps as well because that helps with the sales ranking and helps Amazon see that the book's doing well. So that's good too.
Amazing.
And if you just see me in the street, just come and give me a hug and say hi.
Amazing. Dom, you've been an incredible guest.
Oh, cool.
This went so quickly.
It did.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm gonna play you out with a little bit of Caveboy. This is Landslide. See you later.
So where am I now? Just a castaway. Searching round the desert haze if I fall.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.